Madison and many other cities already mandate a higher living wage for city employees and companies the city does business with, but this proposal would establish a $7.75 an hour minimum wage for all employers in the city limits. That's 50% more than the federal minimum wage. Business leaders say the result will be job cuts by employers who pay workers less than that now. Jim Pugh is a spokesperson for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Because if you mandate pay increases for people with the fewest skills and the least experience, they are likely to either lose their jobs or lose hours because the employers are going to spread out the increased mandated wage increases across the board.
But supporters say 90% of wage earners in the city already make $7.75 or above, so the new minimum would only affect the 10% who don't. Those include dishwashers, many child care workers, and some home health care workers. City Council member Austin King says this is not just another feel-good liberal idea from traditionally left-leaning politicians in Madison.
This is not a kooky Madison thing. This is about economic justice. It's about making sure that Madisonians have enough to provide for their families and for themselves. This isn't kooky. This is common sense.
While 12 states have set their minimum wage higher than the federal standard, only three cities besides Madison have tried it. Santa Fe, New Mexico has a city minimum of $8.50 that's now facing a legal challenge. The Louisiana Supreme Court struck down a New Orleans minimum wage ordinance a year ago, and there will be a city wage plan on the San Francisco ballot in November. Paul Son of the Brennan Center for Justice in New York helped shape the Madison ordinance. He says it should withstand any legal challenges. He says the most recent efforts to limit the power of cities to set their own wage standards have failed.
Back 5 years ago, in 1998, opponents tried to get the Wisconsin legislature to take away the power of cities to enact minimum wage ordinances. But the legislature rejected that proposal, and so the power of cities stands as it was, that this is something that they have the authority to do.
Supporters of the Madison Ordinance have begun gathering the more than 12,000 signatures needed to get it on the ballot for the February primary election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.